This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBE. Kane Brown and his wife there, Caitlin Brown. Do you like them singing together?
Yeah, I think they have a new one.
Coming out in 1 week. It's called Body Talk. So if you enjoyed, thank God they're doing more collaborations.
Body Talk?
Body Talk. That's the name of it.
Okay.
Coming out on the 22nd, 1 week from today. We got a great treat. You never know who's going to steal the show when we do Guitars and Stars. We're already working on the spring show. We just had the fall one the other night, and Brian Martin was hilarious. Chris Lane exposed us to new music about a dog and relationships. But it all started by a trooper.
New York State Trooper Andrew Young. We were somehow fortunate enough to get him to come and sing our national anthem. And now the video of him doing that is going viral on social media. So you heard it at Guitars and Stars first.
Yes, he set the bar for the other country artists. They were all in awe watching on the side of the stage going, "We got to bring our A game." The trooper just killed the national anthem. In case you missed it, the video is on our social, but here he is. Thank you so much, Trooper Young. Thank you so much, New York State Trooper Andrew Young. He did that at Guitars and Stars the other night. He set the bar. The other country artists were like, "We got to bring our A game now. This guy just killed it."
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, Amherst, you need someone to do the national anthem. The trooper there. How about Sabres? Come on.
We have the most important game coming up this Sunday, Orchard Park, Bills and Chiefs. Boom. Have them do it.
You gotta make some calls there.
Yeah.
You might have someone, but we've got someone that takes it next level to do the national anthem. You're right. Bills should have them for this Sunday. Heck, maybe let's think Super Bowl too.
Yeah, because we'll be there too. So why not?
There you go. You're thinking positive. All right. So we're going to make some calls, make some connections, help out Trooper Young. Thank you for delivering one of the best national anthems ever at Guitars and Stars. And if you want to share that with family and friends, it's all on our social, Instagram and Facebook, 92.5 WBE. And the big fight tonight, are you into it? That whole Tyson-Paul fight? Are you into that tonight?
My husband is really bad, and he just keeps reminding me that it's at 8 o'clock on Netflix. I was like, I don't understand what the big thing is about this. It's Jake Paul, who's that kid, right? He was grew up on YouTube or whatever, and he made a whole bunch of people mad, and now he likes to punch people, and people want to punch him, right? And that's all I know about it. And now he's not a kid anymore. I don't know. He's got some muscles and some tattoos, and now people still want to punch him.
And slap him. They had the final weigh-in yesterday, and Tyson just flat out slapped him, pretty much took him down. They had to be separated. They went into it.
Was that all an act, though?
Well, it hypes up the fight. So
that's what I thought. I was like, that was staged. It had to be staged. You know why? You know what I judged it on?
Why?
When it came up on my timeline. And I judged it by the girls in the back that were smiling behind them. You know, they're like
posing. Yeah, the ring girls.
Whatever they're called.
The round girls. They have the numbers up. Round one, round two. Yeah.
I don't know. They got on tight outfits and they walk around and tell you what round it is by holding up some cardboard with the number on it. They didn't flinch, which tells me everybody knew about the setup. They did not flinch, and it was happening right in front of them. They didn't even stop smiling. It was weird.
Well, they might be professionals. You know, you got to stay in character. But my wife got sucked in. She's like, this morning, she's up early with me because she's at work already, too. She's like, did you see the slap? Tyson slapped him.
Watch it.
Yeah. She's, look. She's showing me her social feed, and I go, ooh, that's a good one there. Is it all the hype?
It is. More people to watch. It's totally staged. Yeah. So Tyson, he retired back in like, what, 2005, I want to say. Like, he's been retired for a really long time. Well, and I don't understand what the punk did to get him to come out of retirement.
Money. Flat out, it's money. We're talking they're both making millions.
Off this?
Hey, I almost got knocked out by Mike Tyson. Seriously, way back in the day.
Who hasn't almost tried to knock you out?
That's true. Way back in my Vegas days, it was after an Oscar De La Hoya fight. So Tyson was just a guest. Many celebrities come to the boxing matches
in Vegas.
Yeah. And so I'm at an after party. Big ballroom suite, and I'm dancing. Some guy keeps bumping into me from behind. And, you know, you're dancing, and you're like, all right, who keeps bumping into me? And after, like, the last bump, I turned around, cocked, and it's...
No, you didn't!
And here's Mike Tyson. He's loaded up with a big right hand, and I go, Mike! And I hug him! And he's like, you keep bumping me, you know, with his high-pitched voice.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm like, oh my goodness. I'm glad he didn't just swing, because I would have been, who knows, knocked out for life.
You would,
you know what I mean?
You definitely wouldn't have those teeth.
That's for sure.
And your nose would probably look a whole lot different.
So listen, everybody, deep breath when you're on the dance floor. If you're bumping into someone, it's just because it's a crowded dance floor. Oh, you never know who's behind you bumping into you.
I can't believe you... You were bumping against Mike Tyson,
yeah,
and then you like were ready to handle yourself until you saw it was him.
And I was like,
uh-oh, run!
Yes.
That's tonight at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Who you predict? Who's going to win?
I don't know. I don't care. Like, I don't understand.
So you're not going to watch it with Steve? He wants to watch it?
Well, my niece is playing at Roberts Wesleyan. She plays college volleyball, mm-hmm. and their college, Duville, is coming to play against Roberts Wesleyan. So I'm going to that to see an actual competitive, real, not staged game of volleyball with my sister and my family. But Steve's like, you're going to be home, right, for the fight? I go, it's not a real fight. It's not real.
You know he's going to be texting the whole time.
Oh, the whole time. You're missing it. You're missing it. It's so good.
Hey, Bo and producer Hope, it's your B-Morning Coffee Club. Many are looking into vacations. They're going to give it as gifts.
Right.
An experience for the holidays, or they're just going to get out of town and go somewhere warm. Trust us, don't go cheap on the excursions. There's a story going around that there was a scuba diving excursion out in Hawaii, and the boat went back, left five divers out there. Locally, someone else's, where they was just sailing, spotted these five people floating in the ocean. How do you leave five divers behind?
Man, they don't care, those excursions. Yeah. Have you ever been on a cruise boat excursion?
Yes, and it's scary how they got the captain drinking, someone else is drinking, no one's doing a head count. You're like, what?
The boats leave them without you.
Yeah.
Whether or not you're there or not, they count on you to be the adult. To find your way back to the boat. And I'm telling you, if the cheaper the excursion, the worse the safety is.
Yeah.
I remember going on, and we booked, Steve and I booked like two of the worst excursions.
Really?
The beach break, mm-hmm. whatever the beach excursion is. Because, you know, when it's cold and it's February here and you're booking a cruise, ooh, yeah, you want to go to the beach.
Right.
Well, they pack in like sardines and they try to feed you some grilled meat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was awful. It was absolutely awful. So that one was weird. But I mean, there were times where we left with a whole bunch of people on an open air bus in St. Martin, and we came back to the boat with half those people.
What happened to them, right?
The guy was like, look, it's a shopping excursion. I'm going to drop you off here. What's my name? What time are we leaving? He made us repeat it. We got back there. Everybody found the bar, and nobody got back on the bus except for like half of us.
Yeah. Be careful. Don't go cheap on vacation excursions. I'm going to tell you about my worst one. It involves an old mattress. What an epic fail to try to save money. That's next on a B. I'm WB, it's your B Morning Coffee Club, and don't go cheap on vacation excursions. TJ gave you an example of a backfire, people being left behind at the bar. They forgot to get back on the bus after a shopping excursion. My worst one was down in Mexico, and I'm like, okay, zip line. Oh, look at this one. Really reasonable zip line. My wife's like, you sure? That's really cheaper than the other ones. I'm like, What could be different? So we get up there, and we got to climb up a mountainside, and the trails look fresh, you know, like they just created it. My wife's like, I'm not feeling good about this. And I'm like, come on, how bad can it be? Well, I get up there, and I'm not big on heights.
Death.
But my,
how bad it could be.
You know, my kids are egging me on.
Sure.
And, okay, I'll do it. So I go first. And they don't really train me how to slow down and brake. They're like, amigo. Vroom. They push me. I'm like, I'm screaming all the way down. How do you brake? And you see this poor guy at the end. His eyes are getting bigger.
Because you're flying at him.
He's like, slow down. I come flying through. Boom. Hit an old mattress at the back of the zip line.
Oh, my gosh.
Platform.
That's their safety feature? Yeah.
And he goes, amigo, no more for you. No more. You don't slow down. They kicked me off it. Luckily, that old mattress saved my life.
Oh, my gosh.
And I had to walk down and wait for my family to do it. And I was like, you know, y'all still want to do it? Look what just happened to me. They're like, well, we know how to brake, Dad. You don't. They, you know, you got to pay attention more in the training.
Gosh.
I'm like, really? It's my fault? Anyway, an old mattress. You just see the cloud of dust. You know what I mean? That was what saved my life. Be careful. Don't try to skimp and save money on those excursions. You never know what you're getting into. 90-